Hello and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I'm Damiano Pietropaolo, and once again it is my pleasure to welcome Richard Monette, the Artistic Director of the Stratford Festival of Canada. Hello, Richard.
Good evening, Damiano.
Well, tonight is week 4 in our Stratford Festival series on CBC Radio 1 and Radio 2. And tonight we also take a break from Shakespeare and come right into the present with one of your very talented young playwrights. Would you like to tell us about High Gravel Blind?
Well, Paul Dunn is an actor in the company, and I'd seen a play he'd written, and we were going to open the studio theater, and we commissioned 6 plays. He chose the title of the play because he had played for me when I directed The Merchant of Venice the part of Lancelot Gobbo, who finds his father after many years, and his father is blind, not sand blind, but high gravel blind. So from this, he wrote a play, a modern play about a son who meets up with his father.
Obviously, the Stratford Festival supports and encourages new work with the founding of the Studio Theatre. Can you tell us about your intentions with that?
Well, the Studio Theatre is a ground for play, a playground. And so it will serve various functions. But in that first year, we did the 6 new plays. But we won't always do that. It's very hard to commission that many plays.
Why is it hard for the festival to commission new plays?
Well, when you're doing 16 or 18 productions, alongside of that, you're doing a full season, or we did last year, of new plays. Well, that takes an awful lot of time. And it's not that you don't want to give the time, it's just that you may not have the time. We did an extraordinary push in the 50th to have all these plays prepared, but it took 2 years to reach that point. So it was very ambitious and a little mad.
Mad, maybe, but a good step forward for the Stratford Festival of Canada. But right now, let's take our seats, ladies and gentlemen, for tonight's presentation of Paul Dunn's High Gravel Blind, which I understand you directed for the stage as well, Richard.
That's right, with 4 very talented actors. That's another thing, that at Stratford, when you do a new play, you can cast it with the very best people in the country.
Good. We'll talk to you next week. And now, here's High Gravel Blind. And we ask our listeners to be aware that there is some strong language in tonight's drama.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You're gonna be kidding.
Yeah. And then he said, if you want a more respectable lifestyle, I can get you a job here, like that.
What does he do?
Security for a film production company, snore.
Well, here's to Greg. Lance, what is this?
Who knows? Bart teacher says I need to work on my mixing skills.
Oh.
At least I think that's what he said, in French. For all I know, he was swearing at me again.
You've lived in Montreal 7 years. You could learn the language.
Sure, I'll get right on that. You like?
Sure, yum.
To us, to being off the street for a whole year, to our fabulous low-rent appartement, but most importantly, to your success.
Let's just hope it lasts.
Do I need to read this to you again? Jessica Skye, this month's artist to watch. That's you, darling. Montreal art connoisseurs are lining up to commission the hard, edgy, and angry installation pieces of the young and talented Miss Skye. Her provocative, squeegee sculptures are both beautiful and frightening.
I'm just glad it's paying the rent. A toast to you, my Lance. I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for you.
To becoming a bartender, finally. No more scraping it together. No more income from questionable, slightly criminal means. Here's to erasing the past and getting on with the future.
Your past is who you are, Lance. You can't erase it.
Sure you can. Watch me.
I've got a surprise.
Pour moi?
For the two of us. Our very own installation. Voila.
Masks? Holy shit, they're beautiful.
I took our faces and I shaped the features depending on the vibe I felt from them.
Which one's me?
That one.
Why does it have horns?
It just happened. Here, try it on.
Well?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Lance, look in the mirror.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down in the flames.
What is that, his theme song?
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
Johnny Cash, that's a stretch for you.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm looking at you, mister.
You looking for a good time? I'm looking for a good time.
Oh, I see he's a drinker. Be careful.
I don't want to be careful, baby. I'm cutting loose.
From what?
Little lady.
You're married.
If I don't want to be.
Any kids?
Any kids. Sure, I got a kid. Weird little kid, but he's at school or something. Some kind of club or nerdy little after school thing. I think he's avoiding me. Little shit. So it's just you and me.
Charming.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Jessica.
Jessica. Wow, you're a sexy is what you are, huh? Come here.
No, thanks.
Aw, come on.
That's really convincing. Now take it off before you break shit.
Wanna dance?
I don't think I made the eye holes big enough.
You scared of me, scaredy cat?
Yeah, you're scaring me a bit.
You got a nice ass there, scaredy cat, don't you?
What?
Don't you?
Okay, enough.
Come on, give me a feel.
I don't like this.
Come on!
Fuck off, Lance! Don't you ever... You know how I feel about... How could you?
When he wants to find us, he will.
Four 886 Rue de Jean Mance. This must be the one.
I would never have been able to find it without your help.
Of course you wouldn't have. Well, I'm glad I parked in that lot. All these narrow, one-way streets. Really impractical, don't you think, Gord?
It's a strange city.
When do you want me to pick you up?
What?
I should get going, Gord. I'm late as it is. What with this little detour, I figure one of us could make the afternoon seminar.
Sit with me for a bit.
Why? Scat! Gord, are you going to do this or what? Okay, fine. More Tums. You take too many of those, it'll only make your stomach worse. Getting up your nerve, I suppose, are you? Gord? Oh, you're not responding. Gord's not responding. Back to that. Well.
Do you really need to do that now?
Just making good use of the time, Gord.
We just prayed. We prayed at lunch. That roadside diner. With everyone staring.
Well, I'm praying again.
For what?
For guidance. I still can't believe...
You always pray for guidance.
And patience. How long do you want me to sit here for? I'd like to...
I want you with me while I do this.
No, you don't. I agreed to drop you off, but that's it.
Marjorie...
I didn't drive us all this way to Montreal for this conference. This conference that I've been looking forward to for months. Just so
Marjorie.
You could... I didn't put up with days of silence from you. Moping silence. And you playing that Danny, Jimmy, whoever the heck, cash tape, over and over. Just so you could take our plans and throw them
Marjorie.
Out the window. And it's like they say at the meetings. I can't hold your hand through everything. This is your responsibility. You're shaking. Oh, Gord. My poor Gord.
Please.
You're just a lost little soul, aren't you?
Yes.
My lost little soul. Darn. It's not your fault. Fine.
Thank you.
What are you waiting for? Let's get to it.
Is there a store around here? I want to bring him something.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned, burned, burned.
Kenneth who?
Kramer. Kenneth Kramer.
Do I know who that is,
Len? You know who he is from that soap we used to watch. That week when the TV was working. The Lost and the Beautiful. Young guy, tanned, no shirt.
And you're his
My
what?
Official title is Personal Assistant to Mr. Kramer. I'll be working alongside Greg. He got me the interview. Guess I can't make fun of him anymore.
But what do you do?
I assist Kenneth Kramer. Personally. They're giving me a vehicle so I can toodle around town getting special bagels and flavored coffees and vegetarian poutine
pita wraps. So you're a gopher.
Personal assistant. If I'm good, he says I can be his PA for everything he does. I could even travel with him, Jess.
This is all so...
I know! I'm still reeling! Get this. During the interview, he's asking me about my job history, about my upbringing, and I'm so cool I'm telling him the whole sob story like it's no big deal. I say, don't worry. It's not like I'm some kind of fucked up freak, Ken. I'm calling him Ken by this point. And he says, no, good for you. That's a long way to come, up from the gutter. You hear that, Jess? You and I are up from the gutter.
Well, that's how people with money view those who reject society's values. And
yeah, sure. So he says, jaded paths are totally in. It's made you grounded. Grounded! And he takes a drag off of his cigarette and says, I need grounded people around me. Whoops! Looks like I'm empty. You should drink that up before the ice melts. It affects the flavor.
How much did this bottle cost?
Oh, who cares? Ken gave me a shitload of spending money. I can't even tell you how much because you'll scream, like I did, to get myself in the groove, as he said. I'm going for something different. Smart, slick, successful. That's what Pierre said.
Pierre?
My new stylist at my new salon. Salon le plus sexy. He tried this new color on me. It's called cremation. Isn't it hot?
Well, actually...
God, look at me, Jess. It's finally coming together. No more loser Lance. I'll pay the rent this month. My life, my new life has finally started, and I can forget about everything that I was, everything that I screwed up till now, and it's going to be a fast-paced extravaganza of coolness and fun. Fun, fun, fun. And aren't you going to say anything?
What are you trying to be?
Me, Lance.
You don't even look human. You look like all those people we swore we'd never become. Smart, slick, successful.
It's the first time I felt attractive in my life. I can't
believe
it.
What do you mean? You've always been attractive.
You're just saying that I've never been...
Yes, you've always been beautiful. I don't see why you feel...
Shut up. No, I haven't. Not till now. What do you know?
What do I know?
Yeah, Jess.
What is there about you that I don't know?
Lots.
Lots?
Yeah. Was that the doorbell?
Yes.
You expecting somebody?
No, you.
No.
Don't answer it. It's been ringing since you left this morning.
It never rings.
Well, it did today, like a psychic earthquake throwing a million intruders at us. I've spent all day fending them off. Charities, salesmen, Greenpeace, Mormons.
Mormons? Don't tell me
you... Don't worry, I used your message. You can't come in. Gays live here.
See, that's better than hitting them. You don't get charged that way. Is that what your problem is? Psychic earthquake causing you to shit on my parade?
You haven't spoken to me in weeks. You haven't said more than two words to me since the night of your little mask freak out until today. Until this bullshit.
Why don't you go sculpt or something? Take your bad mood out in some broken squeegees.
What happened to you? Lance, please talk to me.
I'm getting the door.
This is important.
Well, this might be important.
Don't!
What? Can I help you?
Oh, hello. Sorry to disturb you. My name is Marjorie, and this is Gord. Gord Garvey.
Who?
Sorry?
Who is it?
It's all right, Jess. I got it.
Gord, say something.
Are you selling something?
Jess, I got it.
Gord.
I'm looking for Lance.
Lance?
Lance. Lance.
Yes.
Lance isn't here.
Will he be back soon?
No.
What did I say about calling ahead, Gord?
Do you know him?
Gord does. Well, sort of. Don't you, Gord? For Pete's sake, Gord.
I'm his father.
His father?
His father?
Yes. So can you tell us where to find him?
That may be difficult.
Gord here is determined.
Oh.
He's come a long way, right, Gord?
Yeah, I see. And?
And you can't. Not now.
What?
What I mean is, you're a little late.
Late?
I mean, I'm sorry, Lance is dead.
To a burning ring of fire, I went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burned, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I'm sorry, Lance is dead?
That's right, he is.
He killed himself?
Well, I just did.
I can't believe you let them in. You tell them you're dead and you let them in.
He has to come in. What was I supposed to do? I'm just following my instinct,
oh,
Jess.
Oh, your stupid instinct. Jesus, Lance.
Sorry. We'll be right there.
Not to worry.
What am I missing here?
Funny. Not at all like I remember. Not all that big, is he?
I thought your father was dead, like your mother. Why didn't you
tell me? I haven't seen him since I was eight, Jess.
Eight?
When he wants to find us, he will, Mom used to say. And he did. He's here. My God, he's actually here.
Lance, this place is dustier than... Well, I can't think of any place dustier. Look at these ashtrays, overflowing. Oh, look, scotch.
So, this is where he lived.
Well, looks like they were in the middle of something. I don't think we should stay long. We'll have a glass of water and then go, eh, Gord? We can still make the last half of this afternoon seminar.
And these were his roommates.
What were their names?
They didn't tell us.
Does she have a nose ring?
What?
A nose ring. I couldn't quite see. Gord?
So you're dead?
Yes.
Who are we?
His roommates. We were his best friends. You can just be you.
And who are you?
Oh, I'm someone new. Pick a name.
Bob.
Can't you think of something cooler?
No.
Bob is stupid.
Bob is fine. Now what do we tell them?
How did he do it, do you suppose?
Just a glass of water. Then we'll go, okay?
What did I tell them already? It was so fast.
That you used to live here, that you're dead, that you killed yourself last winter. Everything except how and what we did with the body.
Oh.
And why.
Let's hope they don't ask.
They could ask anything. What do we tell them?
We'll figure the rest out as we go along.
You mean like improv, you know.
Just
no
follow
good.
My lead, okay?
Your lead, okay.
Bizarre, isn't it? This place. Eh, Gord? Very, oh, what's the word? Alternative. I suppose it's hip to live like this. In squalor.
Maybe they're broke.
You're shaking.
Am I? I need a drink.
Excuse me?
We'll be right there. Jess?
What?
Don't scare them. Try and be nice.
Sure, I'll be nice. Unless they're morons.
No, Jess.
Nice. Fine. I'll try.
What could they be doing in there?
They're deciding what to do with us.
They could offer something to drink.
Marjorie.
What?
I can't believe you haven't said anything yet.
I've been doing all the talking, Gord. If I didn't, we'd be sitting in painful silence.
No, I mean about...
Well, what do you want me to say, Gord? What am I supposed to say?
We are so sorry about your son.
Well, thank you.
My name is Jessica.
Nice to meet you. Oh, that's tire grease on my hand. Sorry. I can't seem to get it off.
Tire grease?
We got a flat outside Thunder Bay. Gord was occupied, preoccupied and wouldn't budge, so I had to change the tire all by myself. Didn't I, Gord?
I didn't catch your name.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Bob.
You're so kind taking us in. That was some news.
It's like it's not real. Something's not right.
Well, it was a shock, Gord.
We wouldn't think of turning you away after that, would we, Jess?
No, Bob.
Could we possibly trouble you for...
Mr. Garvey, a beer? Scotch?
No.
Just a water, Bob, thanks.
I can make you some tea, if you like.
No, we don't want to be any trouble.
Trouble, yeah, because tea's really hard to make. Jesus.
Jess.
It's feel-good tea. You'll love it.
Sure. That sounds good. I'll have that, please.
Tea for you, too, Mrs...
Mrs. Garby.
Oh.
Call me Marjorie, please. And call him Gord.
Tea for you, Marjorie, or something stronger?
Oh, well, not that I couldn't use one, but... That looks like an expensive bottle.
We were having a bit of a celebration. New beginnings.
Well, sorry to intrude.
No. I'll still have one if you don't mind.
Me too, please, Bob.
You haven't touched yours from before.
But the ice is all melted. It affects the flavor, I hear.
It does.
Then I'll get you a fresh one.
Then I'll have one too, after all. Lots of ice, please, Bob. Gord, don't make a face. It's really just to calm my nerves. This has been such a strange day and such a long drive. Hey, Gord?
No.
traffic is horrible in Montreal. It was trouble enough finding this neighborhood, and then finding a place to park. And then at every intersection there was those kids, those, what did you call them, Gord?
The squeegee kids.
Those kids attacked our car, started cleaning the windows without us even asking. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know they wanted change. I asked Gord, what do they want? And Gord, you weren't responding, so the light turned green and I sped away. They gave us the finger, Gord. It was so frightening.
They're not scary once you get to know them.
I'm not sure I would want to.
Why not? They're human beings. You don't know their life.
Jess?
We don't have them out west. We wouldn't tolerate them.
Right.
Out west? Is that where you're from?
Calgary.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Jess!
I mean, that is a long drive. Of course, that's where Lance grew up, isn't it?
Well, till he was 8. Then I don't know what happened.
Why not?
Tell them, Gord.
Well, I had some problems.
And?
Well, I...
Gord abandoned him.
Oh.
Didn't contact him in all of 15 years.
That makes sense.
What? Abandoning him?
No, I meant...
I'll be right back with those drinks.
All right, I'll help.
No, I can do it. You stay with them.
But the tea...
I'll make it, Jess. But... By myself, please.
It has been a strange day. All day, people battering at the door and calling. That's why we didn't answer at first.
You did take a while.
So, Lance was a good friend of yours?
Yes. Yes, a very good friend.
And both you and Bob lived with him?
Yes.
And how was that?
How was what?
Living with Lance.
Living with Lance? Well, it was... fun.
Fun?
Yes, fun.
How was it fun?
What do you want, an essay? Bob, Gord here has some questions.
Wait just a second.
Well, I was saying to Gord what a fascinating place you have here. Isn't it, Gord?
I only see 2 bedrooms.
Yes, it's a 2-bedroom.
But it's spacious.
Yes, we were very lucky when we...
2 bedrooms for the 3 of you. Where did he sleep?
Oh, well, he shared a room.
With you?
Gord!
No, he and Bob shared a room.
Of course.
Oh.
Did you do all this yourself?
Yes, I'm an artist.
How creative. That's a lovely urn thing.
Urn? Sure, thank you.
You make a living at that? At art?
I do.
That's clever of you.
A little hard to take seriously, isn't it?
Gord.
I'm sorry, you must be dying for those drinks.
I'm all right.
Well, I'm not. Bob, get your ass in here!
Just one drink and we're out of here.
Pardon?
Masks! Oh, look, Gord, that kind of looks like you.
I don't think so.
Sure it does.
What's it for?
It's a mask. It's for... Who are you? It's artwork. Art.
Oh.
Gord doesn't mean to be rude.
She's the one being rude.
She can be rude. It's her house. Don't mind Gord. He's just a bit... He's not used to... It's nice. Isn't that nice, Gord?
I don't like the horns.
What?
Why does it have horns? Is it the devil?
Gord! It's not the devil, is it?
He's a dangerous character.
Dangerous? Sure.
Put him on and you turn into an awful drunk sleaze singing Ring of Fire.
Not that song by Jimmy Cash.
Johnny Cash. Really?
That sounds like a real nightmare.
Oh, it was. He started stumbling around and knocking over stuff and swearing. Almost trashed the living room.
How awful.
I know. Then he attacked me. I had to scream, fuck off, Lance, to get him to stop. Oh, shit. Shouldn't swear. Sorry. Forgive me. I'm not used to people like you. Bob!
My son.
What?
My son did that.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Oh,
that does sound dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Nothing.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Anyone want another?
I just brought them.
About fucking time. Sorry. Does anyone mind if I smoke?
I'm not sure how Gord feels about
it. Your host.
That's right, Bob. Give me one.
What, are you out again?
Yes.
No wonder you've been so testy all day. Nick fit.
Shut it.
That is a nose ring, isn't it?
Yep. What?
Nothing.
Well, cheers, Gord and Marjorie. Welcome to Montreal.
How did he die?
Gord!
I told you, he killed himself.
How?
Gord!
I need to know.
Gord, no. It's just awful. It's enough to know that he did what he did. Let's not talk about it.
But Marjorie...
No, Gord. I won't hear of it. It's a godless thing to do, and I don't want the details.
Godless?
Yes. It's unforgivable.
You don't believe that, Marjorie.
Yes, I do, Gord. We do.
Right.
Why?
Life is God's greatest gift. To throw that away, no matter what the situation, is to reject him. To not trust in his plan. Worse than that is to reject yourself. Who you are.
Well, why don't we skip the details for Marjorie's sake and just leave it at that?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to preach.
You don't.
Anything else you'd like to ask him, Gord? We've got to get going, unfortunately.
But you just got here.
I am thinking, Marjorie.
What's the rush?
There's no rush. Marjorie?
We're in town for a conference.
Oh.
The Millennium Jesus Conference at St. Joseph's.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
How long are you in town for?
Oh, just today and tomorrow.
It's on now. We had to skip the afternoon to come here. Gord was insistent. Persistent in coming now, today. Seemed odd to me. After 15 years, what's one more weekend? Why not stop on the way back? After the conference. But no.
It was that important to you, Gord?
Yes.
Did something happen? Something you wanted to tell Lance? Just out of interest, as someone who was his friend.
Well, I wanted to... No, I needed to...
To...
I know. I came to rebuild the family unit. Like we say all the time at prayer meeting, right, Marjorie?
The family unit.
Yes, sure. I think.
Today?
Yep.
That sounds wonderful. So, if Lance had opened the door, what would you have done?
He didn't open the door. He's dead.
If he was alive.
Well, does it matter?
It's just such an extraordinary situation.
Extremely.
Such a beautiful idea, such a brave thing to do.
Brave?
Takes guts. I'm in awe. Aren't you, Jess?
Absolutely.
So, what do you do?
Don't look at me, Gord. I have no idea.
But Marjorie...
Come on, Gord. I would love to know. What was your big plan?
Well... He answers the door, and he... I can't see him.
What?
I'm not sure I'd recognize him.
Of course you'd recognize him. He's your son. So, what do you say?
Well, I say... You see, kids, well, this is all wrong. I wanted to bring him something as an opener to help reconnect.
You couldn't decide.
Well, what do you bring a son that you haven't seen for 15 years?
Do you kids like wine?
Sure.
Well, here. You can have this. I went and bought this for Gord to give to... We won't be drinking this.
I can't believe we were going to bring him wine.
It's your own fault. He dragged us around every store in the neighborhood, determined to bring a present, but not a clue what kind. Somebody had to make a decision. It's a perfectly sensible gift.
For a dinner party, not a wake.
Oh, when I bought the wine, I had no idea that he would... Gord!
A wake? Well, then, how about another round?
Oh, I was only going to have one, but...
I'll have it.
Very funny, Gord.
How's your tea there?
It's fine.
You haven't touched it. Now it's cold.
It's fine.
Cheers. To Lance.
Cheers.
So, you hand him the wine. There you both are. Wow. Then what?
Well, I imagine he invites us in, and I introduce him to Marjorie, and he introduces us to the two of you, and we catch up.
Catch up?
Well, I imagine... No, sorry. Just changed in my head.
What?
Well, I was thinking he would tell me he's all right, that he's always been all right, and that it's good to see me.
And that would be that.
Yep.
Wow.
I know, it doesn't make any sense now, does it? But I had a flash, a picture in my head of us sitting down together, shooting the shit and laughing. And he's this strong young man, not unlike yourself, and we're getting along so well, having beers together.
Gord, no.
No, of course not. It's just a nice picture that came to me just then. I don't know where that came from, considering what's happened. Considering he was never like that.
Like what?
We never got along like that.
How did you get along?
We... Not like that.
Anyone for another?
Me, please.
My, you Quebecers drink fast. You ready to go, Gord?
I'm thinking, Marjorie.
Fine. He's thinking. We'll be here all day. I'll have another. Nerves, Gord. Just for nerves.
Are you sure you're all right with just tea there, Gord? We also have gin, vodka, rum.
You're fine with just tea, aren't you, Gord?
You keep a fully stocked bar.
Yeah, so?
Well, you like your drink, do you?
No. Not me. That was Lance. Lance was studying to be a bartender.
I remember that excuse.
Pardon?
Nothing. He was a bartender?
He was studying, Gord.
It was his dream job.
Well, not much of a dream.
What?
So what did he do?
What did he do?
For a living.
Well, he...
Is that a hard question?
He was very versatile.
Right. A lot of odd jobs.
Huh. Think I know what that means.
Gord used to be versatile, too, didn't you, Gord? Gord's a mechanic. Part-time. Sometimes. He also did odd jobs, in and out of work.
Marjorie.
But Lance was studying, that's nice.
Studying to be a bartender. How long does that take?
Bartending school is hard.
So he never finished?
No, he failed.
He was trying very hard. It was only a matter of time.
But he failed.
3 times.
Huh.
Yep. Big failure, our Lance.
What? Oh, dear.
Sorry, is that upsetting?
No. No surprise. Now, I'll tell you something funny, though, Bob. I hope it doesn't upset you, but when you opened the door, I had a flash. I thought maybe we'd met before.
Really?
Well, the truth is, for a second there, I thought you might be Lance.
That is funny.
For your sake, I wish I was.
No, that's very nice of you to say, but you're you, Bob. You seem like a nice young man.
Strong, confident, well put together.
Thank you.
So was Lance.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Gord.
Well, that's why it was funny at the door, because, like I said, whenever I thought of Lance, I thought...
Well, the truth is, he never thought of him.
When I did, though.
But you didn't.
Marjorie.
Gord here. My husband Gord here and I've been married for 5 years.
Really?
If he thought at all about this Lance, he would have shared it. We share everything. It was only when we're already in the car, halfway across the country, that he tells me, my son's in Montreal. Pardon, Gord? My son, he lives in Montreal. Ha ha. You don't have a son, Gord, because wow, I would know that already, right? Jesus, help me. We were in a place I couldn't even pull over. And it was raining and I was trying to see the highway. I only just thought of it, Marjorie. Those were his very words.
You told her on the way here?
Marjorie...
Oh, he does that all the time. Picks the most inconvenient moment to drop some dirty fact about his old life like it's no big deal. Getting to know this man is like walking through a minefield. You never know when something that's been sitting untouched for years is going to blow up in your face. Kaboom! Only this time it's not just any landmine. It's a sun. It lives. It breathes. Except it doesn't, because it's dead. Sorry.
You never thought of him before?
Marjorie tends to exaggerate when she's around other
but
people.
But if you never mentioned it to your wife...
Never?
She likes to be dramatic.
No, you don't. You know what it's like, Gord? It's like me telling you I'm hiding Mexicans in our basement, or that I like to shoot up crack.
You shoot up smack, not crack. Smack.
I could smack you just about now.
I don't see what this is to do with Mexicans. Do you, Bob?
She has a point. I'd be mad, too.
She's not mad.
It's just big. Too big to tell me when I'm trying to change lanes, when I'm all revved up for this conference.
Did you not want me to tell you?
Of course I did. Don't be ridiculous.
Then I don't see what you're complaining about.
Jess, dear, could you pour me another? I'm behind.
Sure.
More cold tea for you, Cord? He can't drink, you see. He's a recovering alcoholic.
Well, good for you, Gord.
Yes, good for Gord. Gord's come a long way, haven't you, Gord?
Thanks to you, Marjorie.
That's right, thanks to me.
Here you go, straight up.
Are you sure you can handle that?
I can handle you.
Marjorie doesn't drink much.
I can handle this. I can handle anything, apparently.
If you never thought of him before, what made you think of him now?
Oh, shit. Oh, well, Marjorie...
It's a mystery to me, Gord, a big, fat mystery.
It's going to sound ridiculous.
This whole day is ridiculous, Gord.
It was the... supermarket.
Supermarket?
Marjorie, you should never have sent me. I hate the goddamn supermarket.
Gord.
The whole idea of the place makes me queasy to begin with, but just try and tell you that. Stop being so lazy, Gord. Some snacks for the trip's all I need. I think you can handle that.
I don't talk like that, and you know it.
I'm telling you why, Marjorie.
You don't need to make fun of me in front of these young people.
Fine, sorry, Jesus. So I go, of course, but I lose my list. That's why it took me so long, Marjorie. I was wandering around trying to remember it. Fruit, I bet. Did she say fruit? I wasn't listening, Bob. I was too busy thinking up an excuse not to go.
He suddenly wants to watch my soaps with me. Ah, impossible.
Impossible, sure.
Men don't watch soaps. Besides, you know I gave him up. Remember our deal.
I should know better by now. But there's no escaping the will of the little lady. Know what I mean, Bob?
Sure.
So I'm in the supermarket, feeling queasy, and here it comes. Skipping along the fruit aisle, some young Chinese woman in her store apron and price tagger, and she's got this chipper little voice. Mr. Garby, Mr. Garby, it's me, Little Lynn.
Little Lynn?
She's not from the church. She's not from one of my meetings. She's not one of Marjorie's friends or Marjorie's friend's kids. She says, it's been such a long time. Oh, she must be from before. For God's sake, not some binge.
Oh, Gord.
But no, thank God. She says, I went to school with Lance in elementary. Lance. My mind was moving so fast I almost said, Lance who? That would have been a bit embarrassing.
Just a bit.
I'm sure I went bright red. She doesn't seem to notice. She's happy and skippy. Skippy, happy little Lynn. Maybe I do remember. No, I don't. Is he liking Montreal, she asks? That's where he moved to, isn't it? She heard from some cousin of hers, some guy named Greg. You know him?
Oh, of course, Greg.
Sounded like a bit of a shady character, the way she described him.
Shady? Greg?
We barely know him.
So, yeah, she says, small world, and it keeps getting smaller. What's he doing now? And I'm thinking, stop yapping. Stop yapping, little Lynn, and let me think. Except I can't. I want to puke right in the cart all over Marjorie's pretzels and trail mix. I didn't know what to do. I grabbed some Tums and I got the hell out of there. She's calling after me. Tell Lance I was asking for him.
That's it?
Never felt so sick in my life. And it could wreck it all, Marjorie. All we've accomplished.
I see.
And that's why I had to come today. It was all I could think of to do.
I see.
I looked him up. Only Lance Garby in Montreal, and Marjorie was already taking me to this conference. The timing seemed perfect, almost fated.
Except that you're a little late.
Yeah. I guess I am.
You were saying something before. Something funny happened at the door and you thought...
Oh, right. Well, as soon as I had that thought, is this Lance, you looked at me and I knew that something wasn't right.
Why's that?
Because here was this tall young man.
Was Lance short?
When I last saw him...
What, he was 8? What, you still expected him to be 8?
No, just smaller and not so confident and... Well, look at him, Marjorie. It's like I said before, you got something to you, Bob. Substance. You were even a little scary when you opened the door. I thought, hey, wouldn't want to piss this guy off. I bet he could take me if he wanted to.
He could.
I wonder.
As if you could be Lance. Funny, because... Although I couldn't picture what he is now, I knew what he wasn't.
He wasn't me.
Nope, no way.
Sorry. It's just that, you know what else is kind of funny?
What? 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 What's funny?
When I saw you at the door, I thought I recognized you too. Like you said, though, just a flash.
That is funny. Who'd you think it was?
Oh, I don't know. Someone I've forgotten.
Wow, I'm a little lost.
What?
The way you talk about Lance, it doesn't sound like him at all.
Sure it does, Jess. The man knows.
Well, you know, Gord.
I'm his father.
The man knows, Jess.
Because I'm starting to feel I don't know anything.
Well, what can I tell you?
Lots, I'm sure. What was he like as a kid, Gord?
Oh, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Well, the last I knew was crazy. Was he a crazy kid?
Crazy, Jess?
He was, well...
I bet he was a handful. Come on, share.
Quiet, I remember, I think.
Quiet?
Right.
Yeah, and kind of, well, mopey.
Mopey?
Jess.
Yeah, it was hard to get him to liven up or play even. He was afraid, I think, of most stuff.
Afraid?
Right.
No, that doesn't sound right. What would he be afraid of?
I don't know. Look, he was an odd kid.
Okay, then. How about a story?
A funny story would be nice.
What was the oddest thing he ever did?
You told some stories while we were shopping, Gord.
Okay. Well, once he... No.
No what?
Sorry, it just changed in my head. I thought about something that I thought was funny, but it's not. Not anymore. It changed in my head.
You okay, Gord?
Oh, he was an odd kid. Really odd.
Huh. Jesus, you sound like a broken record.
Leave it, Jess.
Gord told me a story about some candies that Lance liked.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did. I had suggested a box of chocolates for Lance, and Gord came up with this funny story.
Oh, really?
Thank God. Share.
Apparently. Well, when Gord was at home with Lance...
This story isn't funny either.
You were laughing at it when you told me.
Fine.
No stalling. Share. Share.
Gord bought him candy, and Lance hated it. And Gord made him eat it, and he started to cry. Am I telling it right, Gord?
No.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Go on.
No, now I'm on the spot. I don't like
it. You can't start a story and not finish it.
It would be easier
if you...
You
want to tell it so much.
So, Gord was forcing him to eat this candy. And Lance was crying and choking on the candy. Oh, they were outside, that's right. And Gord had to hold him upside down and shake him in front of the whole street. He almost died. And Gord said, "No more candy for you, Buster."
Huh.
And...
I don't think I told it well enough.
You told it fine.
Sure. Good story.
What are you staring at?
Holy shit.
Well, then, why don't you share, Missy?
Excuse me?
Why don't you tell us something, Miss Share with the nose ring?
Marjorie.
You must have some stories to tell.
There's not much to tell.
You should leave it at that.
Yes.
Poor Lance.
Oh, please, I had to tell a story. I don't even know Lance.
She has no stories, right, Jess?
Well, you said he was fun.
Fun?
Before, she said that.
Fun, Jess?
They asked about living with Lance.
And that's the best you could come up with? I guess you really don't know anything.
He was fun.
He killed himself, Jess. That sound like a fun guy to you?
No.
He hated it, being Lance. He must have fun. Ha.
What do you know, Bob?
What is there about Lance that I don't know, Jess?
Lots.
Lots?
How about it, Gord? Do you want to hear about him?
Well...
Of course he does.
I know. Here's one thing that was really fun. There's this song that Lance loved. And he had this little dance all worked out, and he'd do it whenever there was something he wanted to celebrate.
He did not.
Well, he never did it for you, Bob. It was to that Aretha Franklin song called Think.
Oh, she's fun. Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
Here, I'll put it on and I'll show you. I'll do my best imitation.
Do you really think that's appropriate?
I'm doing it for Lance.
Oh, yes, let's see.
Trust me, you don't need to see.
A girly dance?
Oh, I can't do half of what he did. Lance was a fantastic dancer.
Well, he certainly didn't get that from you, Gord.
Yes, that's enough.
He was much better, Gord. Hilarious, dynamic, sexy.
Sure.
You don't believe me.
It's hard to picture. A little silly. I'm not sure I want a picture.
Jess, he doesn't want to picture.
Was that meant to impress me? That he spent his time doing stuff like that?
And what do you spend your time doing?
Gord thinks.
What?
Gord sits on the couch and thinks. He's very busy.
Marjorie.
You want to be impressed, do you? Fine, fucko.
Jess.
I'll tell you the story of when I first met Lance.
Is there a point to this?
Oh, yes, there is. You'll see. And don't worry, Gord. There's nothing girly about it. When I first met Lance, I was living on the street.
Just...
Oh, you poor
don't
thing.
Don't interrupt. You wanted a story.
A funny story, though.
I used to panhandle on St. Catherine's outside of Baudry Metro.
Oh, dear.
Just they're not interested in your jaded
I
past.
I thought jaded paths were in, Bob. And one night, this drunk asshole jumps me in the alley. There's no one else around, and he pins me up against this garbage can. He punches me 5 times in the stomach, and I was too weak to even kick him in the nuts.
You're scaring the guests.
Just when I think this guy has got me, he's going to do... I don't want to know what, and I'm going to die. I see the brunt edge of this squeegee handle come crashing down on the back of his skull, and the bastard collapses on top of me. Out. I look up, and I see Lance... standing there with a bloody squeegee and holding out his hand to help me up.
Oh, Jesus.
He was beautiful.
Huh.
And then he introduced himself to me, and we've never been apart since.
Till he died.
Okay. Wow. He was a hero. He saved my life, get it?
So he was a squeegee kid.
Well, yeah.
He lived on the street, did he?
Until we got this place.
You should keep that stuff to yourself. That's not helping anybody.
Good going, Jess. Good going.
May I have one of your cigarettes?
Gord.
No problem.
What are you doing, Gord?
Well, you have a drink, I'll have a smoke. It's only fair.
But you can't smoke. You promised.
Are you really going to fight with me right now? My son is dead.
Oh, great. Another excuse. That's your collection. Fine. He never smokes. He quit years ago.
Welcome back. Jess, how about you empty some ashtrays for Gord here?
Why me?
Please, Jess. I'm sorry the place is such a mess. Our deal is that I work all day and Jess here is supposed to keep house.
Oh, that is not our deal.
Only she gets distracted with her art.
Oh, my God.
Does that mean you have a real job, Bob?
I'm sorry, what?
Something that pays the bills?
I do pay the bills, yes.
Stop it.
I take care of both of us.
On top of all this, you don't have to make me look foolish.
There's no shame in that, Jess, dear. That's normal for a couple. One works to support them and the other keeps the house and pursues her hobbies.
Oh, my God. Set them straight, please. Bob?
I work on film sets.
I knew it. Just by looking at you, you look like an actor.
We said he had a real job.
I'm not an actor. I'm a personal assistant.
To who?
Kenneth Kramer.
Kenneth Kramer?
Yes.
From The Lost and the Beautiful?
That's the one. Do you know?
Oh, my God.
Who?
He is such a talented actor.
Finally, someone who understands. You wash the soaps?
Only The Lost and the Beautiful. Gord, don't be mad.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Gord and I made a deal, and I just exposed myself as a bit of a cheater, I guess.
Not a cheater. You just couldn't give it up.
I made Gord give up so many of his habits, I wanted to be able to sympathize.
I told you what it was like.
It's just that when I promised you I'd give up my soaps, well, that's when Kenneth Kramer first appeared, and he was so fascinating.
And now look who's making excuses.
He's fascinating, all right. Remember that Lost in the Jungle scene?
Yes.
When the tiger ripped off his shirt?
Yes, and you can still see the scars every time he takes it off.
Which is every episode, thank God.
Thank God.
You two should get together and talk about boys more often.
Oh, you're...
Jess.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Nothing to be sorry about.
I totally slipped up, didn't I?
Some honesty at last. Nobody cares, do they?
I care.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I see. You're, well.
Now, Gord, don't make a fuss.
I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
Well, I see now.
What do you see?
What about Lance?
What about Lance?
Look, I saw the girly dance.
Gord, please. It's his own business.
Two boys shared a room, did they?
What?
I can put two and two together. Lance was a... as well?
Wow.
Does it matter, Gord? Look at Bob here. He's a nice young man.
No, he's not. Lance was weak. Did you influence him, my son?
I don't believe this.
Did you make him a...
What are you asking me, Gord?
Living with the two of you, what kind of shit did you get him into?
How dare you?
I've been listening. A street kid, a failure.
Yeah, and I've been listening too, Ken.
Did you fuck him up?
Gord.
I was his best friend and probably the best thing in his life.
I hardly think so.
Oh, yeah? I was his family. What were you?
I'm his father.
Oh, and you didn't fuck him up at all.
You better watch.
Dad. Oh, of course you didn't. You weren't there.
Oh, no! Gord isn't going to do anything. Are you, Gord? Sit down. Gord, please. Can't take you anywhere, can I? You all right, honey?
What do you think?
Gord is so sorry.
He must be a handful for you.
That's none of your business. Gord's a good man inside. A really, really good man.
Get him out of here.
Oh, believe me, mister, this party's over. But Gord must make a proper apology.
Apology?
It's one of those things he has to do. Right, Gord?
I bet he wishes he'd never come.
Oh, no, Bob. He's really thankful to have this opportunity to meet you two, at least. Even if he can't meet...
his son.
That was just another Gord. Just a flash. Haven't seen that in a while.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Make it a good one.
I would like to apologize to you, Bob, and to you, Jessica, for my outburst and my inappropriate behavior. I'm sorry if I insulted either of you. You certainly don't deserve it after opening your house to Marjorie and me. I've learned a lot of new things this afternoon. Met an artist and well, it's none of my business, Bob. You both seem like well-put-together, hard-working, successful people. Your parents, I'm sure, are very proud of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've no right to judge. I've learned that much from my life, and... I'm sorry.
There now. All better.
Wow, I'm moved.
It's a shame. If Lance were around, I bet we could all be great friends.
Well, let me shake your hands, Bob. No hard feelings, eh?
Oh.
What?
Well, there it is again. The flash. Stronger this time. You...
What?
It... I...
Forgive and forget, Bob?
I think you should go now.
Oh. All right, then.
Come along, Gord.
Now, hold on. It does kind of look like me, this mask. There's something...
I told you so. Come on, Gord.
Huh.
Hey, careful with that. Put the mask down. Let's go. Take care of yourself, kids. If you're ever in Calgary, look us up.
Now, wait a minute, Marjorie. No. You didn't. You couldn't have.
What?
What, Gord?
How do you do it then, Bob?
What?
Gord!
Come on.
He jumped.
From what?
Just...
The window.
This is the second floor.
Right, so that didn't work. So he ran out on the street and was hit.
By what?
Car.
No, truck.
Yeah, big fat truck.
That's ridiculous.
It's awful. Gord, please.
So where's he buried?
Oh, yes, we could take flowers to the grave, Gord.
There's no grave.
No grave?
Why not, Bob?
Because he
what?
He fell into a burning ring
what?
Of fire. Cremated.
Cremated? Oh, my Lord.
Then where are the ashes?
Right, they're...
Where?
Here.
What?
Right here in this fucking urn thing, okay? Now, will you leave?
Jess!
You mean he was right there all the time and you didn't tell us?
You're making this up as you go along.
Don't be silly, Gord. I guess he's here in spirit, too. That's comforting, eh, Gord?
Let me see him there.
Hey!
No!
Don't open it, Gord!
I want to see.
No, Gord, it wouldn't be proper. And I don't want you spilling it, him, all over the place.
But Marjorie...
Calm down, Gord. Here.
Oh, no, Marjorie.
Heavenly Father, look down on your poor servants, Marjorie and Gord.
Not now, Marjorie.
Gathered together with their friends, their new friends, Jessica and Bob and Lance.
Marjorie, please.
For his spirit, we pray over this beautiful urn.
Oh, God.
Poor, poor Lance.
Marjorie, this isn't helping.
Bless Gord, who has gone through so much, has been your soldier and your champion and your witness.
Marge, stop it, Marjorie. You've been drinking.
Oh, that's great, Gord, coming from you. Lord, to be with us in our hearts, to bring us rest and healing. Yes, Gord.
I'm tired of healing, not now.
I'm only trying to help you.
I don't want your help. I want to see him. Empty. Well, I knew something wasn't right. You were here all the time, in the same room, listening. Funny. Well, I see now. My son would rather kill himself than face me. Is that it?
What did you expect?
Let's go, Marjorie.
Oh, God.
I know, Marjorie. Don't say anything. Just a flash.
Lance? You all right?
I am, Jess. I'm all right.
And the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
You've just heard High Gravel Blinds by Paul Dunn, directed by Andrei Tarasyuk and based on the original stage play directed by Richard Manette. In the cast, you heard Damian Atkins as Lance, Stephen Wimette as Gord, Kim Wynn Perry-Hennick as Jessica, and Chick Reed as Marjorie. Sound design was by Peter McBoyle and Anton Szabo. The recording engineer was Joe Mahoney, and the associate producer was Rosie Fernandez. High Gravel Blind was produced by Barbara Worthy. That's it for tonight, and join us again next week when we present another play from the 9th annual Stratford series, The Old Business, starring William Hutt and Peter Hutt. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Good night.